I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Patrick O'Donnell. He is a best-selling author and most recently the author of The Unvanquished. And one of the stories Patrick tells is the tragedy of Lincoln's murder, April 14th, 1865, the pursuit of Booth through Maryland, and his death April 26th. But the trial of the conspirators, some of whom we've named, begins on May 12th, the next month, within weeks. And it's a military trial prosecuted by General Holt, the adjutant general of the Union Army, pressed into service, and everyone there by the ferocious and extremely smart and mightily angry Stanton, the Secretary of War. Andrew Johnson is now the President of the United States, and Johnson later will be castigated as sympathetic to the Confederacy. At this point, he is with the Avengers. They want to make certain that the people who murdered their president swing for it. And some of them will be hanged, some will not be. Importantly, however, there is an opinion, not mine, I read these things, that Holt and Stanton overreach and use perjury. But is the perjury something that's concocted by the Secret Service? There is that suggestion in your work, Patrick.
It's potentially, I think, the last operation of the Confederate Secret Service. Another individual that we haven't introduced yet is a guy by the name of George Sanders. He's this ultimate political operative that believes in the theory of the dagger. It's multiple witnesses place him and Booth together in Montreal. And he is in many ways the man that pulls many of the strings. And the suggestion, the evidence points to potentially Sanders helping basically coach the prosecution's star witnesses, who some surmise could be double agents, to basically perjure themselves. They provide testimony which is partially true and then also demonstrably false, which blows up the entire trial. And we know this is interesting is Sanders and the other men of the Confederate Secret Service print broadsides in the Canadian newspapers point by point of how the star witnesses for the government perjured themselves. And then what we also find that's so fascinating is another member of the Confederate Secret Service operation, John Surratt, who is now in Canada and with these other men are on their way to Europe with the money and on the run.
The concern for Stanton and Holt is to link the conspirators on trial with Jefferson Davis, who's been captured in Georgia. He was attempting to get to Mexico and onto Europe to run a Confederate government in exile and rise again. And there is that possibility always now on everybody's mind that the war really isn't over, that any spark can set it off again. Jefferson Davis is kept at Fort Monroe. They want to link the killers of Lincoln with Davis. And that's where the perjury comes in, because there's no linkage that they establish at the trial.
Well, they do establish other evidence, including the fact that Booth had a cipher on him, which was directly linked to the Confederate Secret Service. And the cipher had a code word, which was "come retribution," which was the cipher code to basically translate all of text that was going through and many other pieces of evidence. But the perjury would still destroy the case. And there's others that say that maybe the Secretary of War was motivated to not link the Confederate Secret Service, because as you say, John, a single spark could potentially reignite the Civil War and the hatred that would go along with it, potentially in the North.
John Singleton Mosby, he has not surrendered, but he does eventually. What happens to Mosby? This is
John Singleton Mosby surrenders nearly on the final days of the trial, turns himself in. And then this is probably the most fascinating aspect of John Singleton Mosby. He's hunted, over the course of these weeks, and it continues. Mrs. Mosby writes a letter to General Grant saying, "Is there anything you can do to stop the harassment?" And he offers to meet with Mosby, and the two men become best friends. And Mosby becomes a close friend of General Grant. He becomes his campaign manager in Virginia. He becomes a Republican. whereas everyone in the South is a Democrat. And he's in some cases, but in many cases, hated by the men that he led, because he is looked at as a traitor to some degree for moving over towards the Republican Party. And Mosby has an amazing career after the war. He is an ambassador to China. He saves women from human trafficking. He goes after corruption. He's part of the Department of Justice later on. Doesn't believe in the lost cause. An incredible story.
He dies after the war. He dies in 1916, so he lives right into the modern age. However, is there ever any information from Mosby, from his letters, from people who knew him, that he knew about the Booth plot? Anything?
Everything has been was so compartmentalized on the operation.
We have 30 seconds.
That we don't know.
30 seconds.
But the bottom line is, there was an operation based on the scale, size, and money that had to be put forth to kidnap the president.
But Mosby
and the trial never went after the kidnapping.
Mosby never said anything to anyone.
Mosby would deny any involvement with Booth.
The Unvanquished, the untold story of Lincoln's special forces, the manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, and the shadow war that forged America's special operations. Patrick K. O'Donnell is the author.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.